USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A charter plane carrying 143 people who were traveling from Cuba to North Florida ended up in a river at the end of a runway at the Naval Air Station in Jacksonville late on Friday. Base Commander Captain Mike Connor says the outcome could have been much worse.
It is a miracle. It could have ended we could be talking about a different story this evening, so I think there's a lot to say about the professionalism of the folks that helped the passengers off the airplane.
According to South Korea, North Korea has test-fired several short-range missiles from the country's eastern coast. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says they are closely monitoring the situation. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 197 points, the Nasdaq up 127. This is USA Radio News.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need.
Won't you stop your crying? I know that you're trying. Everything's gonna be okay.
Alexa, play Maren Morris.
Okay.
Get unlimited access to over 50 million songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
The best sleep of my life has been since I got a MyPillow and since I got my Giza Dream sheets. I have to tell you, I've slept in some great hotels in my time, but nothing like these Giza Dreams sheets. Now go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams Sheets Special, you'll find out all about them, and use my promo code USA to get 30% off and free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams Sheets Special, use my promo code USA.
Tyson Foods is recalling nearly 12 million pounds of frozen chicken strips because some shipments may be contaminated with metal. The affected product was produced between October 1st of last year and March 8th of this year. The product was shipped to retailers nationwide. At least 4 deaths have been reported in spring flooding in the Midwest and the South. Pennington Creek in Oklahoma flooded, and it forced many people to stay in travel trailers near the creek to get to higher ground. Chris Wilburton lives in the town of Wilburton.
Everybody's tired. Everybody's, just in a hurry, just trying to get what's important out, and because that's our livelihood. All this is our livelihood.
The Mississippi River has surged to record levels in Iowa and also in Illinois. SpaceX has launched once again. It sent supplies up to the International Space Station. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The president's pick for the Fed blames the left for his demise, even though many Republicans also opposed his nomination. More from USA's Rick Vincent.
Steve Moore, whom President Trump had tapped for the Federal Reserve Board, withdrew from consideration after losing Republican support in the Senate. Moore tells WMAL Radio in Washington he blames a smear campaign from the left for the demise of his nomination.
That's some stupid things, 15 or 20 years ago, and that was really used to build a case against me. And Donald Trump is an amazing guy. I mean, he loves to fight, and he did not want me to step down. He said, keep fighting.
Moore faced stiff opposition from Republicans in the Senate, largely over concerns about his past conduct with women. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
It was a marathon reading of names, over 27,000 children who were reported as abused in Dallas County, Texas in 2018. John Clemens has the story.
Volunteers read the names of the children with their identities protected as Jane Doe and John Doe were used in place of their real names. Leah Caprice, Ms. Texas, took part in the event sponsored by the Dallas Children's Advocacy Center.
Jane Doe, age 17. John Doe, age 13. Jane Doe, age 6. Jane Doe, age 13. John Doe, age 7. Jane Doe, age 6. Jane Doe, age 8.
I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.